Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I hope everybody enjoyed that Half-Blood Thunder Moon, and maybe you enjoyed it a little more if you were enjoying a thunderstorm and not seeing it. I don't know. As I got a good giggle yesterday in the naming convention of how they come up with some of these things and the fact that they actually use those things, it's just saying, you know, instead of saying, hey, you're going to get this kind of a moon perspective and a moonrise tomorrow or what have you. Anyway, let me move forward. I hope that my show yesterday at least inspired you to take the time to kind of look out and watch that moonrise. My wife and I have we're blessed with a beautiful view of moonrises and sunrises and so forth. So anyway, some people like watching sunsets. I prefer the sunrise and the moonrise and those types of things. Usually by that time of the day, I've got way too many things. I've already been distracted. Anywho, let me press forward because I have a lot of things to get into. But before I get into that never-endless news cycle, because I'm telling you, there is always more than enough crap going on with our own government and all the different communist governments and the atrocities that they're performing throughout the world, that if I did this show for several hours, it still wouldn't be enough. And the whole point is not to talk about the news itself and to sit here and overanalyze and go on and on and on. The whole point is that's how bad it has gotten. Government has gotten so far out of check that if we do not start asserting our sovereignty as people and as the states, as the citizens of the 50 states that make up this republic, then we will rue the day. We're coming very close. If you've been listening to this show, you know the Bolshevik Revolution will be here by 2024. This isn't just some wild, you know, delusional religious prediction. The demographics prove this. The demographics regarding the kids in the pipeline in our school system and how they've been pumped into the electorate since 2012, we will be overwhelmed by this injection of, I'm going to tell you, if just do the math on this, from 2012 to 2024, that's 12 years. And if you multiply that by four, that's 48 million kids that have been pushed into the electorate. 48 million, right? Is that right? 12 times four, yeah, that's 48 million. And as we go towards 2030, if you add another six, and what is six times four? That's 24. We're talking about 72 million kids, almost 75-72 million kids, almost 75%. That's a huge percentage that is getting injected into the electoral process. And what's happening with the conservative ranks, the patriots? All these gray-haired people are dying off. And our ability, our ability to convert these young kids who have been brainwashed into this ideology of socialism and equality is, I don't want to say it's an impossible task, but our ability to be successful is getting less and less because these kids, all they want is free stuff and they believe they deserve it and they have been brainwashed into believing these things. So I want to get into these paradigms and so forth that we're facing, as well as I want to share some of, I don't want to refer to it as my frustrations, but these are the constant obstacles that I am always running into as I deal with really good patriots that are involved in this process. So let me just do the obligatories real quick. As you know, this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you know, this is the only show that actually asserts the only process that is going to get the federal government out of our lives and get them back into the framework of the Constitution. And this is so critical, and I'm going to get into this and why this is critical. For those of you who can't listen to this, or a lot of times you're not able to stream this show, you should program our listen line numbers in your phone so that you can dial up and just listen to this show, because obviously we do a lot of pre-recordings now just due to the dynamics in my life in helping with the estate of that. And I won't get into it, but I'm heavily tasked in lots of different ways in my personal life. And so the reason why these are pre-recorded shows is to help get this word out, but also be able to allow me to do these other things that are essential in supporting loved ones, friends, and so forth. So anywho, now let me also jump into the groveling, because as you know, I got to do this every day. I need your help. We need your help. We need you to get engaged. I need you to start applying faith. And if you don't understand faith, it is, to me, it is spiritual energy. It is the ability to act on the premise of something that you believe, but you have no concrete evidence that this is going to happen. I mean, lots of people do things based on faith. Bottom line, we need you to start acting on the faith that we can do this, because that's what the framers did. The framers had no idea. They didn't have a guarantee. Well, we're going to go do this. We're going to create a constitution. We'll be done with this. They had to make it up. If you understand what I'm saying, from the Declaration of Independence until the Constitution, how many years transpired between those two documents and the ratification process and so forth? It was an evolutionary process. Now, we don't need to rewrite the Constitution. We don't need an amendment. What we need to do is just teach people. So there's this little bit of education and getting people to listen to the message so that they understand how easy and simplified this process is. And again, if you've got the time, you've got the resources, just give us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We need leaders like you to get involved in your county and your state. I will also say, if you want to support this show, if you happen to be a connoisseur of coffee, go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, please, and try this coffee. Give us a call. Tell us what you think so that you can help endorse the product, and we'd be happy to. If you want to add your name to it, or if you just want to say, hey, this is, you know, this is QAnon, or whoever, whatever you want to do, have some fun with it. I'm okay with that. I tend to lean on levity, maybe a little too much. I remember, I think my father said, one of these days your humor might get the best of you. It might, you know, might do you in. It might be your demise. And so I have to keep that in check, right? So anyway, please go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and order yourself some of the Red State coffee. You will be glad you did. I'm telling you, I've talked to the owners of this corporation, and they are using the Primo. It is one of the best the curing and the roasting processes, and it is a gourmet quality coffee, so you will not be disappointed. The other way you can support is with our crowdfunding on GoFundMe. That too is, the link to that is also on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We need as much support as we can possibly get, because right now I know there's lots of people that are getting this, and kind of similar to my local radio show. I knew there were a lot of people listening. The problem was, is, you know, most people, I'll just say there may be some people that just have Red State Talk Radio on just so that they hear that voice in the room, so they're not alone, and they may not be listening to everything we're saying, but there are those that do tune in, and they're just either one, they think they're so busy, or they just think they're not qualified. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to be qualified to stand up. You don't have to be qualified to vote. You don't have to be qualified to, you know, to raise your arm and say, I'll try. Let me try this. And so, with that, send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Let me also plug these other two organizations, as I always do, constitutionclub.ning.com. That is an awesome organization that I would highly recommend you go sign up and get involved in this. This is a way you can get involved online with your local community, your county, and your state. The other organization that I really recommend as well is Our First Right. Go to ourfirstright.org, ourfirstright.org, I believe, and check it out. Just Google, or actually DuckDuckGo, Our First Right, and it will talk about the Madison Amendment that they are trying to pass so that we can displace the swamp. So, let me, I just got 10 seconds left. So with that, when we come back, we will just bypass the Constitution Day. Thank you for tuning in, by the way, as we go into this break. It's your listening, and you're basically telling other people that you've got to tune into this show that is actually helping us get this message out and helping us grow. There's 330 million plus people in America, and we're lucky. We're not even close to a million people listening to this show. We're in the tens of thousands, maybe 100,000, but that's still not enough. And so we have to actually grow this. And that's where you come in helping people understand this show exists and the message exists. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so, as I was saying, I want to get into this content, so let's just get right to it. And this today's initial or the preface or the arpeggio, or actually is it the arpeggio, that lead-in. For those who subscribe to John Adams' assertion that our Constitution was made for only a moral and religious people, it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. I think John Adams was wrong. I believe that the Constitution was inspired by the divine hand of providence, and I believe that it is the truth in governance. And even though our government has become perverted, it doesn't mean that it is no longer applicable. And I'll get into explaining a lot of this, but let me start with the scale of liberty, because you have to understand, because the framers understood this. They understood that there was this spectrum of liberty in society. There are those who embrace full liberty. In other words, there are those who embrace an individual's right to do whatever they want to do, as long as they are, and the whole concept of liberty is a factor of three things: free agency, responsibility, and accountability. So in other words, people need to be free to do whatever they want to do, and then when they do something that causes harm, or even if it, they do something that does good, then they need to be responsible and accountable. Nine times out of ten, we're only focused on the bad things and or the the evil, the consequences of when somebody does something bad, like you go into a theater and yell fire and people get hurt. Okay, well, you have to then be held responsible, or actually you've got to be responsible for those actions, which means that we have to hold you accountable. That is a just society. And so we have, it's okay to have laws. As a matter of fact, our framers had laws that actually, you know, but those laws were at the local level. Those laws were not a part of the overarching government. And the overarching government was, oh, let everybody be free. You know, and it really infuriates me when I hear people make the assertion, you know, well, hey, what are all these protesters doing out in the middle of the street blocking traffic? Well, it's a free country. Well, no, it's not that type of a free country. Nobody has the right to deny somebody else their ability to engage in commerce, their ability to express their own selves. In other words, and I learned this lesson as a child, that your rights end where my rights begin, and my rights end where your rights begin. In other words, I cannot inflict, I cannot block, I cannot impede. And it was repugnant to the framers to think that there would be uprisings and public protests and those types of things in the public forum. The only place, and the reason it is in the Constitution, that is you have a right to address your grievances with government. The only place is to address and to protest your grievances is to descend upon your government. But your government is now guarding and keeping everybody out and basically telling you to go out into the street. In other words, your government is actually in local and even the federal level, they are trying to create anarchy to allow them to seek more powers and more control. That's the whole reason why they're allowing these protests, damage, and everything else to occur, because the benefits that come from that, people are willing to surrender more of their liberty and more of their liberty. Fact is, you need to be protesting and storming your city halls, your state, you know, legislatures, and so forth. And the fact that they're creating barriers for you to be able to do that is denying your First Amendment right to address your grievances with government. That's why I tell people, when you don't like what's going on with government, you don't go out and, you know, protest in the streets. That's what, those are the tactics of anarchists who use anarchy to take control. They're statists, they're communists, they're Nazis. Those people who support statist forms of ideologies want that anarchy, want that damage to motivate you into surrendering your liberties. So again, when we have a society that does not hold people accountable and responsible, and everybody, you know, you can see this happening in all these protests, whether it's a flash mob in Philadelphia or the Antifa out in Portland or wherever, you are seeing that those people who are committing these crimes, who are, you know, blocking and stopping commerce and so forth, damaging property, they're not being held accountable. And people are going, oh, well, this is bad. We need to empower the police to be able to do more. And they're not going to do more. They're going to allow this to grow and grow as they take more and more of your power. They'll get you to surrender your guns. They'll get you to surrender all of your liberties because America has become a nation of cowards. You know, I don't believe, if you understand the size of Madison, he was the smallest president we ever had. I think it was maybe 5'4", 5'7". He was a short man. And standing next to Thomas Jefferson, these two guys were opposites, but they were brothers in liberty. And I can tell you that Madison may have understood that he may not have been able to intimidate and or defend, even though the morality of the people at that time was of such where they didn't have to, you know, they weren't so concerned. They didn't have gates, walls, and locks, you know, and different controls and mechanisms from people being able to walk up and knock on your door. I would even believe that the front door of the White House in the first year, it didn't have necessarily sophisticated locks or what have you, so that when you wanted to go talk to John Adams in the evening, you could, because he was the first occupant of the White House, right? And so if you understand the scale of liberty, on one extreme side is full liberty, where people are able to do whatever it is they want as long as they're willing to be accountable and responsible. We just have to have the local laws to do that. In other words, local governments need to actually assert, whether that be your city, county, or what have you, they need to start creating laws that you don't have a right to block commerce. You do not have a right to affect the lives of other people. You only have a right to address your grievances with government. So as we move across the scale of liberty, it darkens and darkens and darkens until it becomes full black. Black means that there is no liberty. You are fully enslaved. Now, the people that support liberty, and I've said this so many times, but I want to share this with you. Those who support liberty are actually those who follow the doctrines that are akin to Christ, because Christ didn't want to force anybody. As a matter of fact, it's repugnant to him to think that you could be dragged into the water and be saved in his name. You have to willingly do it. You have to use and exercise your free will so that you can be held responsible and accountable for that. And so as you move across the spectrum, you start losing those abilities. And that's exactly what we're seeing in our society as the statist government steps up more and more, taking more and more of our liberties and providing us more and more. And as Benjamin Franklin said, a government that is able to, and I'm paraphrasing, a government that is able to give you everything is also able to take everything. And that is the direction we are heading, to where we are no longer our own sovereigns and we are no longer under our own, you know, cognizance. We are becoming subjects and subjugated to our state and government. Now, the important thing I'm telling you this is the wiring. Those people who embrace liberty, now keep in mind, not everybody and very few people really embrace full liberty. Most people want to see levels of laws, whether they be local laws, what have you, whether they be religious laws where you could be shamed in public. And what I mean by that is, let's say, you know, they had the Scarlet Letter. They had different communities had different mechanisms of, you know, holding people accountable and keeping them from doing really bad things, whether that be adultery, whether that be murder, whether that be stealing or what have you. And so there were churches, and as a matter of fact, Alexis de Tocqueville talked about this. The only reason America was great was because America had such strong religious institutions that helped people discipline themselves. And that's the whole point of enlightenment, right? Enlightenment is about self-discipline and doing what is best for the community, not by compulsion, but by individual, you know, decisions, by individual cognizance, by individual will. In other words, when people are in need, you actually take money out of your pocket and you help those people or you take them in. The compassionate service came from the people as well as the compliance to standards, whether those standards, again, were law standards of you're not yelling fire or whether those standards were religious standards that were saying, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not do these things. We disciplined ourselves and lived within those boundaries, and that's why America was great. And that was the whole point that Alexis de Tocqueville was making. Well, I'm at a hard break, so I'm going to continue this when we come back. I'm literally trying to lay the groundwork so you understand some of the frustrations I'm dealing with. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so as I've been saying on this show for well over a year, our government, our federal government, our general government that is to serve the republic, the powers delegated to it were general powers. Not general powers, they were enumerated powers to provide a general uniform welfare for the republic. That's why Madison referred to them as external and outward facing, that they were to provide us national security externally. It also created an internal mechanism for our own security with by using the militia, not a federal standing army, to enforce federal law. Over the years, they have created a standing army, not just an army, but they've created a standing armies or divisions of an army, where the BLM is only one division of the army. The ATF is another, the IRS, all of these militarized and weaponized enforcement agencies are violations of the Constitution. So the whole point in the scale of liberty and understanding the principles of liberty and how our government was founded in limited enumerated powers, it gave us the liberty to govern ourselves at the state level. Well, this has all been perverted, as I've proven, and as we go through and looking at the limitations of the Constitution, the federal government does not have an enumerated power for education. The federal government does not have an enumerated power for energy, an enumerated power for agriculture, housing, health care, and a plethora of things that they are doing. And so, we have to step up to get them back into, if we want to preserve our individual liberty and our individual sovereignty, as well as our state liberty and state sovereignty, we have to step up as states and take back the Constitution in getting the federal government back into check. It's pretty simple. It really isn't rocket science. So with the fact that we have a limited and defined government, our constitutional republic was founded on those principles of liberty, to where we were able to govern ourselves at the lowest level possible, where the states weren't to encumber the counties. The counties were to be the end all in most all of our government. And they were perverted from the federal government and creating and allowing these large national bureaucracies to tie into state governments and so forth. I would challenge you to find out whether your state has constitutionally amended or whether they just followed suit because it was a mandate. Because what they do is most states have this thing called the Constitutional Clause, and they say that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And then they make this huge leap that the federal government, if it says that we've got to do this, then they say, well, that's the constitutional law of the land. No, it's not. If it's not in the Constitution, it's not the constitutional law of the land. It's the federal government usurping their powers and assuming powers that they have not been delegated and telling the states to do things, such as the Environmental Protection Agency, education, and so forth. So one of the things, now this helps me get to this obstacle, or it's not necessarily an obstacle, it's more of a frustration. As I go and deal with these very smart constitutional people, they always bring up this Adams assertion that we have to make America moral and religious, righteous again. And I'm here to tell you that that was not the intent in the Constitution. The Constitution was not the intent, it was not the mechanism of saving people or saving this nation. But I'm here to tell you as well that the Constitution is the mechanism, and let me back up, because I didn't get into the wiring. I just want you to understand that those, back onto the scale of liberty, back on the scale of liberty, those people who are wired into statism, they don't have a moral conscience, and they believe that they should do anything and everything necessary to get and to compel you into compliance. That's why the Democrats are ruthless. That's why they don't care about your free agency, your expression, or what have you. They love mayhem. They use it as a tool because they're not Democrats. They're communists. Now, there are people out there that don't understand this, but they still vote Democrat, but they don't consider themselves as a ruthless, and they're technically not. But they are loyalists to the party, which is their fallacy. The other problem is that the Republican Party, for the most part, the establishment of the Republican Party is culpable in supporting this. But they try to play on those of the conservative nature to say, well, as long as it's our guy inside. And that's why states have literally been overtaken by rhinos who are promoting the progressive agenda. The people in those states are absolutely infuriated with the fact that their government is growing, that their taxes are going up, and they're losing their liberties, and they keep voting for Republicans. That's why I've said we have to go rhino hunting in 2020, and we're going to do this. We will do this. We just need your support. But let me move forward. These people that are subjugationist, the ends justify the means. I've said this several times, and I can't say it enough. They do not care about life. They're actually passing laws of infanticide. Go to China. Look at how evil China is. China is has no checks upon it, and it has 300 plus million political prisoners that are living in these prisons strictly to be able to give you a liver, a kidney, or some kind of organ so that you can live. And how immoral and evil is that? Let me move on now. So these people who were wired, once you get across that line and you truly believe in statism and communism, and that's the way, and our kids are being indoctrinated into this ideology, the ends justify the means. If they have to use force, that's why you're seeing Islamists say, we don't care. As soon as we're in charge, you'll never eat pork again. You will, you know, accept Allah or die. When you see these types of radical ideologies, these are the ideologies of subjugation. These are not the ideologies of liberty, allowing you to freely choose, you know, how to worship, how to your conscious expression and so forth. So as I go forward, now let me get back on track. And as I go forward, understanding the wiring, and I'm dealing with people that embrace liberty, that are supporting the Constitution, but they have the caveat and say, well, we have to make America righteous first. And then I have to tell them, or I have to point out, do you believe that the Lord requires for people to be perfect to go to heaven? Well, no. Do you believe that the Lord requires people to be perfect to, you know, take upon his name? Well, of course not. People have to be at least willing to take upon his name. People, you know, you don't have to be perfect to, you know, to go into the water. You have to repent. You have to be remorseful and, you know, take upon his name. And these are all the tenets of Christianity. And so the point is that Christ doesn't need America. He gave us a constitution to use as a tool to keep our government in check. Our government has become so perverted that they are indoctrinating our kids into Satanism, compulsion, subjugationism, the antithesis of Christianity. Again, in that linear line of liberty and enslavement, these people are, and the government is moving us into enslavement. He gave us a constitution to put the federal government, or to get the federal government out of doing those things. We have the mechanism in our hands to be able to get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution and out of doing the things they have no business doing. That mechanism is the Constitution and its design. Because of its design being a contract or a compact, the stakeholders have the inherent authority. And as I've said this before, Madison and Jefferson did not do a really good job in writing, you know, these emergency instructions and rolling them up and putting them in glass and saying, break glass in case of emergency of federal tyranny. So we've been going and going and going and going. And then somebody like myself and other people that are starting to get this, you know, we all are coming on board on these same principles. Now, that's why I've got, you know, let me take a breath here. There's the reason I have copyrighted these, because I was really the first person to be able to extrapolate this concept. And I realized that I was not the first person, just the first person in the last century to extrapolate this. Thomas Jefferson clearly identified these processes, and that's why I keep on going to the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions. Go read them for yourself. That's exactly what they were doing. It just takes a much, you have to have more open eyes, and you have to look at this at the macro view, how Jefferson was auditing the Constitution and then calling on the states to enforce their contract. So when we come back, I'll try to wrap this up so that we can get back into the need-to-know news and the things that are going on that I'm hoping motivate you to commit and finally take that turn in your life. for this country, the turn in our republic of saving our liberties. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So the frustration that I have is in working with these good folks is how they confine themselves to say, well, we have to save the people first. They don't recognize. They can't see the bigger picture. Maybe. I mean, I don't want to make any judgments here or anything else because these are very good people. The frustration I have is that they believe that they have to educate the people to make them righteous first. And we've been losing that battle. And as long as the federal government continues to indoctrinate the future generations into godlessness, that's why we see the polls swinging to where we are now less than 50% of the people are actively religious in any form of Christian faith. We are losing this battle because government has created laws that constrain our expression. We can't pray in school. In other words, we're in a position that if we do not get the government back into the constraints of the Constitution and free ourselves, we will lose everything. And these folks that are subscribing to this concept that, you know, we have to make the nation righteous first for the Constitution do not understand that they cannot do this. They have the card stacked against them. Now, I will say this, that there are a few people that are making money from teaching and educating and so forth. Or maybe there's a lot of people that are doing that, but there are a few of those that are doing that, a very small group, that those people who aren't getting on board with Republic Review or those people who are obstructed, either they're obstructed by this self-service of making money. Well, shoot, if I stop doing this, then I can't make money. Well, you have to choose. Do you want to save the child or do you want to actually, you know, capture the moment in a picture so that, you know, that picture gives you a Nobel Prize where you make millions of dollars and it opens your, you know, your path to freedom. You remember that very powerful image of the guy that took a, you know, in Vietnam, took a guy out into the street and shot him in the head. There was somebody filming that. And so that person who chose to film that thought that it was more important that you got the message of the brutality of communism than he would do anything to save that life. In other words, the agenda behind the imagery was self-serving or was designed to promote an agenda for a very specific purpose. And so, in other words, the guy that actually took that footage may have thought he was doing a good thing. He was actually serving a very evil purpose because he had the opportunity to save a life. And what better? I mean, it's the same thing in Tiananmen Square. It's the same thing with what's going on around the world right now. People are fighting for their lives. If America doesn't wake up, we still have the opportunity to fight for our lives and our liberties. We're going down the exact same path, and we just don't, at least I believe you listeners, and there are people that do recognize this, but not enough. That's why I'm asking you to take, you know, make this campaign of being a constitutional crusader a part of your everyday life in telling people about the messages we have here and getting people to understand that there is a solution in getting the federal government out of every facet of our lives and back into the framework of the Constitution. That process is Republic Review. That process is precisely what Thomas Jefferson and James Madison tried to do, but they didn't have a marketing spin, because I'll admit, Republic Review is just a marketing spin, just like judicial review is a marketing spin on the government overreaching the constitutional boundaries. And how is it that they're overreaching? Because the court did not have a proactive role in going and reaching out to cases. Those cases had to be presented to them, and they had an obligation to hear those and to think that the federal court system has self-aggrandized themselves so much that they're at a point now, they're like the pontiff. They're like pontificating. We're going to listen to this case and not this case. I don't care if you're overwhelmed. Bottom line is, what you should be doing is not hearing cases, but you should be acknowledging whether you had jurisdiction or not. 9 times out of 10, the federal court system and the Supreme Court has not had jurisdiction. Whether that be the homosexual marriage and cake baking and so forth, they have no jurisdiction. And had they drawn that line, the states would have realized that they had no jurisdiction as well, that they have no business in dictating what religion and forcing people to create products for somebody that they may perceive as repugnant to their morals and ideals. And so if you understand the importance of you getting involved, what's it going to take? Now, like I said, in dealing with these folks that are balking or constraining themselves, saying we've got to get the people righteous first because they have to be righteous. In other words, they have to be perfect for the Constitution. No, the good Lord gave us the Constitution to help us get back onto the path so that we could become a righteous. In other words, they're putting the cart in front of the horse. I want to clearly articulate this, that Republic Review is the mechanism. It is the tool that makes it possible for religious leaders, because currently religious leaders are constrained. You can't go to school and teach. You can't have the Bible in school. The government has created so many constraints against religious expression and so forth, that we have no way of succeeding, and they're tightening that noose around our neck more and more. That platform we're standing on is going to drop any minute when they have their Bolshevik revolution. We have the time. We can actually say, hey, you don't have the business in creating these laws, these statutes, these regulations that say we can't pray in school. Republic Review is the formal process of identifying the limitations of the federal government. Once we kick off the audit, once we go through and identify all the roles, responsibilities, and powers from Congress, the President, the Supreme Court, and even in the treaties, when we audit every facet of these usurpations that they've been using to basically put that noose around our neck, then we can actually cut that noose. We can cut it not just at the end, but we can cut it into pieces so that we put the federal government back into the full confinement and constraints of the Constitution and free the states to do those things that they should be doing. And as I've been telling people, Republic Review is absolutely the portal that will help people learn and understand. People say, well, we need to educate them. I said, as you initiate Republic Review, as we move forward with this, people will get what I call cancer education, because as they start seeing that the federal government, we're going after the federal government, and we're actually laying out these arguments that all these things are unconstitutional, people are going, is that true? And as they start learning for themselves, they will. It's cancer education. People are going to learn for themselves. Just like when you find out that a loved one has cancer, what do? You go figure out what you can do to help fight it and how you can help that person. That's what we need from you. That's what we need from every good patriot. We want to make you a constitutional crusader so that you can help preserve our Constitution, which in turn preserves our liberty and frees our churches and it frees our education system to be able to be free and teaching the concepts and principles that made America great. It's not about one guy in the presidency. And I'm praying that he might be the guy that actually will understand this. If you've listened to me, you've heard me probably say many times, our president has the opportunity to lead the revolution and go down in the annals of history in making America great once and for all. The question is this about his will and his legacy in the controls and how he, you know, fought the fight, or whether he led on the principles of the Constitution? I find it interesting that in the days of presidents, our least literate president on the Constitution, because here's a guy that does not understand the Constitution like Obama or anybody else. He's a businessman, but he understands fundamentals. And there's no doubt in my mind that the person that has never been taught the perverted things about the Constitution could be the one that could actually lead in this reclaiming of the Republic and getting the federal government back into constraint. I mean, most people don't take pride in reducing their organization, reducing their structure, their influence, their power. Nobody likes reducing and the reduction of forces, those types of things. But that is how America and our liberties will survive. And it's the only way we can survive if we are to survive. So I'm hoping, I'm praying that you will make the commitment to actually get involved. You don't have to open your pockets now. You don't even have to open your pockets later. All you have to do is open up your schedule and take a little time and get involved, get educated, and we will reclaim the Republic. I am G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty.